I said, how many of you have read the entire Bible at least once? And five people held up their hand. I said, that's how I learn it. I read it over and over and over, and I listen to it when I drive down the road. I don't turn on secular radio. I got a CD in there talking about Jesus. It's the Word of God. You know, I listen to it over and over and over and over, and then I study it over and over and over. How do I learn it? I read the book. How are you going to learn it? Read the book. You know, I'm not going to ask you to tell me how many of you have read it, because I'm going to tell you there's a bunch of you in here today that has never read the Bible one time through. And you've been a Christian for a long time. But, you know, but anyway, he says, you have the Bible. You have the writings. You can read it anytime you want to. The only problem is they don't want to. They'd rather be watching television or listening to Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song on the radio. You know, you don't want to be, you know, anything except read the Bible. Good grief. The rich man replied, no, Father Abraham, but if someone is sent to them from the dead, then they will turn from their sins. Let's see what he said in verse 31. But Abraham said, if they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't listen even if someone rises from the dead. Now, have we had that man rise from the dead now? Oh, yeah. Has Jesus, did he come? You know? You start asking people everywhere you go. When you walk up to them, I don't care if you go to a convenience store. I don't care if they're a Muslim. Just like I walked into that little store over in Denton the other day, and there was two Muslim people in there, a man and a woman. I walked in to buy some gas. I walked up and I said, oh, instead of buying it at the pump, I thought, I'm going to go and see who owns this little place. I walked in, I said, who owns this place? And they said, we do. I said, are you Muslim? They said, yes. I said, do you believe in Jesus? Oh, yeah, we believe Jesus is a prophet. I said, but you don't know him as Lord and Savior. Oh, no, he was just a prophet. I said, great, I was going to buy gas from y'all, but I ain't going to now. I said, I ain't going to spend gas. I ain't going to buy no money, spend no money with nobody that don't know my Savior. So I went down the street to another place. You know, somebody said, that's not nice of you. Well, get a hold of it. That's the way I am. I am not going to spend my money with somebody who's trying to kill us. You know? When I heard that bin Laden had got over $100 billion drug money to fight us, to kill us, he's sending these little $5 packets of heroin over here from Afghanistan, and we're buying these things, all I got to say for us is we are a stupid bunch. If you take heroin, you're stupid. You know, if you smoke or drink or anything else, you got a problem. And you need to get rid of it, because this is a temple of God. And God don't want you to defile your temple with that kind of junk. Amen. He wants you to take care of it. Do you know that? I mean, us as Christians don't do that. Oh, God is big, loving, kind. You know, He's sweet. He knows that I have this desire for whatever. And He don't mind if I eat it or drink it. I think He does. If it defiles your temple, I know He does. Because He said, if you defile your temple with anything, I, God, will destroy your temple. Why do you think so many people die early? They don't believe this book. Wow. But just like Abraham said, if they won't listen to Moses and the prophets. Now, do we have Moses and the prophets? Oh, yeah, we got more than Moses and the prophets. We got the whole Bible today, don't we? We got the whole thing, and people won't read it. He said they won't listen even if someone rises from the dead. And did Jesus rise from the dead? Has He raised many other people from the dead since then? Yes. Probably tens of thousands of them. We never hear about it hardly. You know, I mean, if I hadn't have seen one man raised from the dead, and technically my granddaughter, she was raised from the dead. I mean, with a brain stem severed and eyes jerked out of the brain, the doctor said, it's over for Caitlin. But I stood on God's Word and I watched Him put that little baby back together. You know, and I mean, I stood and I fought. And I mean, as I stood and fought, you have no idea what I went through from my Christian brothers and sisters. The world knew she wasn't going to live. But my Christian brothers and sisters, they thought I was a nut. Thurman, I said, no, I got the promises of God. I'm standing on them. But Thurman, go ahead and bury her with her mother. Wouldn't it be so nice to put her in a coffin with her mother? No, I want her to live. And so God raised her from the dead. Today she's a long ways from being dead. And if you don't believe she's a woman, all you got to do is be around her a little while. She's got a mind of her own, let me tell you. She's a normal little woman. She knows what she wants. She called Grandma the other day when we were in Baltimore. She said, Grandma, what are you doing up there? And she said, well, Grandpa and I are up here. He's teaching the Bible. She said, well, if he's teaching the Bible, why don't you come back home and let him stay and teach the Bible? See, got a mind of her own. She wants Grandma back at home. See, she loves for Grandma to take her to the store because she knows she always gets what she wants when she goes to the store with Grandma. Oh, goodness. Grandmas are there to spoil the baby's rotten. And praise the Lord. Okay, Acts 2:38. Good grandmas spoil grandbabies rotten. That's all. And sometimes granddads do too. Okay, Acts 2:38. Peter replied, each of you must turn from your sins and turn to God. How many of you? Each individual. I mean, there's no grandchildren in the kingdom of God, is there? Each one of us must turn from our wicked ways and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, how many people would like to have the gift of the Holy Spirit? Ooh, without Him, don't leave home without Him. You can't do nothing. I've walked a lot of years of my life in a church that said there was no such thing as a second event called the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. And because I listened to that and believed that, I was absolutely powerless. I couldn't do not one single thing. I never got anybody saved, never got anybody healed, didn't even know it was available. But then I began to read this stuff, and I began to get a hold of this, and I thought, God, there's a second event called the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. And then I went to church that Sunday, and a pastor, which was a PhD at the time, he taught against that infilling power. He said, there's no such thing as a second event called the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. I thought, okay, Lord, one of us don't understand this right, and I may be wrong. And I'm not here to say that I got a corner on the market, but the next Monday morning when I drove by that church where I went that Sunday, I looked up and I said, Lord, I met that man yesterday, and I believe that man, although I know he's a PhD, I saw it in the bulletin, I believe that man loves you with all his heart, but I believe he's wrong. I said, now, Lord, I may be wrong, but Lord, I've been reading this book, and it looks like, from what I can see, there is a second event called the infilling baptizing power of the Holy Spirit. And you said, wait for that. And I said, Lord, I'm way past the time of waiting, so now I need it. If it's available to me, I want to be filled with infilling power of the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you, in that little Ford pickup, God came in that pickup with me that day, and me and Him had a real meeting. And I ain't never been the same since that day. Never been the same. So let me tell you, He confirmed to me that if each of you turn from your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, which I'd done that when I was 11, for the forgiveness of your sins, then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you, there is not a better gift in the world than that gift. When that Holy Spirit comes upon you, He can use you and He can put any number of gifts upon you. Now, who knows what gifts He'll give you when you receive Him and you're baptized with Him. Who knows? There's a whole bunch of gifts. But if you don't get one or two or three of them, don't think you didn't get it. You go out and say, I asked for the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. I got it. Now, Lord, what are we going to do from here? And who knows what He'll use you for? But beyond my wildest dreams, what He's used me for since that's Monday morning. All right, let's go to Acts 8:12 through 40. Acts 8:12. But now the people believed Philip's message of good news concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. As a result, many men and women were baptized. Now, this is what you and me are supposed to be doing, telling them about the kingdom, the good news concerning the kingdom of God. Then Simon himself believed and was baptized, and he began following Philip wherever he went. And he was amazed by the great miracles and signs Philip performed. Today, the church is amazed whenever somebody walks in signs and wonders. But it ought to be normal for all of us. Amen. We ought to all be walking in signs and miracles, right? We're the church. Philip's no different. Well, let's go to the next two verses. When the apostles back in Jerusalem heard that the people of Samaria had accepted God's message, they sent Peter and John there. As soon as they arrived, they prayed for these new Christians to receive the Holy Spirit. See, these guys had not received it. They didn't hear about it. They didn't know it was real. Did they get saved? Yeah, they were saved. But had they received the infilling power of the Holy Spirit? No, not there. But what did Peter and them do? They prayed for these new Christians to receive the Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing? The Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them, for they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now see, that's where I lived a long time of my life. That's where I lived. I didn't know there was a second event called the Holy Spirit. Then, in verse 17, then Peter and John laid their hands upon these believers, and they received the Holy Spirit. There's great power in laying hands on people. Great power laying hands on people. Now, when they laid their hands on them, what happened to them? The Holy Spirit came into them. And they got this great and awesome power. Let's go to the next couple of verses. When Simon saw that the Holy Spirit was given when the apostles placed their hands upon people's heads, he offered money to buy this power. Now, that's a problem. A lot of people want to be able to have God's power so you can make money. God don't like that. You don't do anything in the kingdom for money. You just give the kingdom of God to people and let God give you money if He wants you to have it. If He don't want you to have it, then no big deal. You know. But He says, laid your hands upon it, and He wanted to buy this power. Let me have this power too, He exclaimed, so that when I lay my hands on the people, they will receive the Holy Spirit. Next couple of verses. But Peter replied, may your money perish with you for thinking God's gift can be bought. You can't buy the kingdom of God. You can have no part in this, for your heart is not right before God. What was wrong with him? He had heart trouble. What's wrong with us? Heart trouble. Our heart is not clean and pure. We got heart troubles. We got darkness in our heart. We'd rather do a little lying here, or a little cheating here, a little sleeping around here. Do you know what? God knows your heart, doesn't He? And you can't get by with nothing.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.